com. And here with a look at what's happening on this Monday morning is Sharon Alseth once again. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. The Indiana Board of Education meets today to vote on what course to take with schools in the sixth year of academic probation. If the board follows State Superintendent Tony Bennett's recommendations and initiates the takeover of five schools, Indianapolis public school leaders pledge to file a lawsuit. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
IPS Superintendent Eugene White's complaint involves four community high schools, also called blended schools. Those incorporate 7th and 8th grades in addition to the standard 9 through 12. White says the state should not have used the 7th and 8th graders' scores when calculating improvement. He plans to argue his case before the State Board of Education.
The calculation they use was really biased against community high schools, and we believe that their calculation against all community high schools was measuring middle schools and not high schools.
But Department of Education Communications Director Stephanie Sample says the state uses the same system to evaluate every school in Indiana.
It seems as though he's asking us to change the metrics so that his schools will come out better.
White says a discrimination lawsuit will be filed within 5 to 10 days after the Board of Education meeting if members approve the takeover. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Weeks after Indiana began the nation's broadest school voucher program, thousands of students have transferred from public to private schools, and that's causing a spike in enrollment at some Catholic institutions that were only recently on the brink of closing for lack of pupils. It's a scenario public school advocates have long feared, students fleeing local districts in large numbers, taking with them vital tax dollars. In at least one district, public school principals have pleaded with parents not to move their children. Under a law signed in May by Governor Mitch Daniels, more than 3,200 Indiana students are receiving vouchers to attend private schools. A team looking to raise money for an Indianapolis youth center is scheduled to start a cross-country trek today. Brandon Harrison, his wife, and three high school seniors will run and walk 2,800 miles from New York City to Los Angeles to raise awareness and donations.
And we're starting with Indianapolis, southwest side of Indianapolis. We're going to be building a facility, partnering with a lot of the local churches and schools and building, I guess, an outreach that is completely ground up for teenagers, ages really 12 to 18, and then college students up to age 25.
The group is expected to reach Indianapolis along U.S. 40 in mid-September. No word whether Hurricane Irene has altered their plans a bit. A fourth Indiana Red Cross volunteer heads out today to help with hurricane relief efforts. Katie Best is scheduled to be stationed in New Jersey to help assign other relief volunteers. A Greenwood volunteer is trying to make it to Massachusetts to help with logistics. And an Indianapolis Red Cross emergency response vehicle left last week to get positioned in North Carolina. An injured Indiana soldier was arrested on the eve of his homecoming parade in connection with a shooting in Lafayette. 24-year-old Eric Brayman had turned himself in to face preliminary charges of criminal recklessness and possession of a handgun without a permit. Lafayette police say Brayman fired two shots during an argument with a man, injuring him either by a bullet or debris kicked up by the shots. Police say the wound was minor, but a homecoming parade to honor Brayman scheduled for Sunday in downtown Lafayette was canceled. And gas prices have remained steady over the past 2 weeks. That's according to the Lundberg Survey of Fuel Prices, which puts the average price of a gallon of regular nationwide at $3.61. But industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says Hurricane Irene could still have an impact on gas prices. WFYI weather today and tomorrow mostly sunny, highs near 83. Tonight mostly clear, low 59. And for Wednesday, a slight chance of early morning showers and thunderstorms, high 85. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 67 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks. 7:35 now at the MotoGP race at the Speedway yesterday. Australia's Casey Stoner took the lead.